As soon as Malcolm stepped out of his room into the second floor hallway, the smell of homemade buttermilk biscuits and sausage gravy hit him.
And grits? He couldn't remember tasting grits since his grandma died.
He hurried into the bathroom across from his room to brush his teeth and splash some water on face.
Good morning, Aunt Carol,
Malcolm called as he hopped down the stairway that led directly into the kitchen. For a second, seeing Aunt Carol stand at the stove, he thought it was his grandma, Evelyn. Although Aunt Carol was a few years older, they looked almost identical and were frequently mistaken for twins. They both had been pretty, petite ladies with short, wavy auburn hair and cappuccino-colored skin. But their personalities had set them apart, with Grandma Evelyn having a light, carefree demeanor, while Aunt Carol, as the stereotypical older sister, seemed weighed down by the stresses of life. Grandma Evelyn had been all that anyone could ever ask for in a grandma and more. Her presence had filled every room with love and laughter, and she had filled everyone's bellies, too. Malcolm smiled, thinking about what he would give to taste her peach cobbler again, even better with homemade vanilla ice cream.
Good morning, Malcolm. Did you sleep well? Aunt Carol asked, turning toward him and smiling, a red rubber spatula in her hand.
Yeah, mostly, till the rooster woke me up at the crack of dawn.
Aunt Carol laughed.
Just like a broken clock, that rooster's right at least twice a day.
Aunt Carol motioned for Malcolm to have a seat at the small round kitchen table covered with a red and white checkered tablecloth.
When Herman crows, it's time to get to business. I hope you feel rested because there's plenty of work to do.
She walked over to the table and set an empty plate down in front of him.
Hurry up and eat now. Uncle Leroy's waiting for you, she said, nodding at a platter of biscuits stacked high on the table.
Malcolm groaned as he sat down in one of the four chairs and grabbed a biscuit off the platter.
Excuse me,
Aunt Carol challenged, whipping her head around. She snatched the biscuit right out of his hand. Malcolm's mouth fell open in shock before he remembered his mom's admonition about how strict Aunt Carol was about manners.
I mean, yes, ma'am,
Malcolm squeaked out sheepishly. Aunt Carol squinted her eyes and nodded, returning the biscuit to Malcolm's plate.